to a good morning. Now, in the last few weeks, we've been sharing with you lots of big announcements in the world of medicine and treatment of COVID-19, from vaccine trials to antibody tests, even the more recent breakthrough of an existing steroid that can dramatically help those who've fallen ill with the virus. That was a story that broke earlier this week, but it hasn't stopped. Work still goes on, and here in Liverpool, at our universities and the School of Tropical Medicine, doctors, professors, technicians are just beavering away, really busy doing their bit in the fight to save lives. Dr. Laura Jeffries is a postdoctoral research associate from the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, and she's with us now. Dr. Laura, morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Tony.
Oh, no, you're more than welcome. You're always welcome. You work in the drug discovery team. That sounds like you've got a deerstalker and a great big magnifying glass.
Not quite. So we're quite a large centre. We work on a lot of diseases. I personally work on tuberculosis. So another respiratory disease causes a lot of damage to the lungs. So it kind of made sense for me to transition to coronavirus, because I was category 3 trained, so this is the highest level in our building. So kind of a lot of gloves, a lot of face masks, a lot of personal protection equipment. So it was quite easy for me to just move into coronavirus.
Because as a member of the public, we think we're moving forward. We're moving forward, and we need to discover, you know, new antibiotics and new drugs. But that announcement this week, you know, so many drugs that we use to treat various illnesses, we're looking back and we're looking at some of these old ones. I mean, this steroid one's been on the shelves for 60 years.
Yeah, so we're very excited by the news about dexamethasone. To be honest, it was one of those light bulb moments when I heard the name. I was kind of, oh yeah, of course that would work. So it doesn't actually treat the virus. You're looking at when a patient is so ill that their body is now almost turned against them. Their own immune system is flooding their lungs with inflammatory molecules, causing all sorts of damage. You know, they're struggling to breathe, you end up on a ventilator. And so the dexamethasone kind of it suppresses the part of your immune system that's working against you, but also it promotes the number of white blood cells. So it lets the person, give them a chance to heal, give them a chance for the hospital workers to get them back, hopefully pull them back from the brink in some cases if they're on ventilators. So it's great news that we found this drug. And to be honest, as soon as I heard the name of the drug, I was like, of course, because it's quite often used. It's everywhere. It's in cream. It's in surgeries. You see it everywhere, dexamethasone.
But there's so many medicines and drugs, isn't there? You know, so it must be difficult. And you said it was a light bulb moment where it went, of course, that would work. But there's so many, I suppose, to go back and to look through. But we just never know. It was a real kind of who knew moment, that, wasn't it, when it was announced?
Yeah, so it was in a trial down south called the Recovery Trial, which has an anagram that's crazy how they've gotten recovery out of it. But I guess they probably worked backwards. They wanted recovery and they got there one way or another. And they tested quite a few drugs, actually, in this trial, including hydroxychloroquine, which, of course, now we're starting to abandon. But someone obviously had the idea down there. They thought dexamethasone. You do actually, you do see it sometimes in respiratory diseases being used as anti-inflammatory. So perhaps it wasn't so much of a jump. It's just someone remembered somewhere in the back of their head what it can be used for. But it's there's many drugs that this is what we're looking for. We're looking to repurpose them because there's so many drugs out there. It is remembering them sometimes. You are allowed to use Google. This isn't a pub quiz. You are allowed to look through the papers, find something, and potentially use that and screen it, which is what we do at LSTM. We're taking these older drugs and screening them against the virus to try and find something else that actually targets the virus, unlike dexamethasone. You want something that's going to target someone potentially not as ill. We want to target the virus specifically. We want to prevent them getting that ill, that they need a ventilator, and potentially even be able to give it to frontline workers so that they're protected before they're even infected. Like if you go on holiday, you take anti-malarials before you go, whilst you're there and when you get back, which means you never get malaria. In a similar situation to that, perhaps we could give the frontline workers a tablet. That means that they will never get the virus as long as they're on the tablet.
You know what, Laura, just sitting here listening to you explain what you do on a daily basis, you know, I'm in awe of this. And, you know, you say this is your job, this is what you do, and you probably just think, well, you know, I'm just cracking on. But to sit here and listen to what you've just explained to me, do you have any idea of the impact that it has on people who are just listening at the moment? You know, we think that's amazing what you're doing, and I'm not just saying it for impact, but we think that's absolutely incredible what you and your colleagues are doing on a day-to-day basis. Do you feel that from the public?
Sometimes. I mean, it's when we're explaining things that we realise. It's quite often that we have our blinders on, we're kind of just in the moment, we're surrounded by people who all understand kind of what you're doing. And everyone's just, yeah, cracking on. And there's a real social aspect at work at the moment. We're a team, we're all working together. We quite often don't do this. We all have our own projects normally. And we talk about our projects, but it's our project and we work on it ourselves. And occasionally we get help, but mostly not. And now we're a full team and we all have our part. And these experiments are huge. So you've got about 6 people all in on a full working day. Going many hours in. I mean, we're not getting overtime and things like that. On the weekends and stuff, it's a huge, monumental taking. And it's just really nice because we're a team. We wear pink on Wednesdays in our team. It's a thing.
You wear pink, do you? You wear pink.
Yeah, on the Wednesday.
Pink Wednesday. I was going to ask you, you know, how do you manage to get through it all, because we know what you're doing at the moment, you know, and you mentioned, I was going to say, are you in at the weekend? And clearly you are, because, you know, the virus doesn't say, I'm going to stop now because it's the weekend and everybody's off. But what's morale like at the moment when you find that light bulb moment and you go, of course, this might work, you know, but there are other days where sometimes you go down a blind alley and you're only human, you know, sometimes you must have, you know, those darker days.
Definitely, and some of us have been primed for it. So any of us who've got a doctor title, we've had a PhD and literally just spent 4 years in that dark alley. But yeah, we're together as a team. We lift each other up when, you know, something doesn't happen. We say, don't worry, it's going to happen next time. Especially many members of the lab, but it's probably hardest for the ones higher up when we're having to say to them, you know what, it's not work this time, but don't worry, it's going to work, because they've got more of the pressures. So you had Dr. Sean Pennington on like 2-3 weeks ago.
Yep.
And he's taking a lot of the brunt when in the work, and he's the one driving it forwards personally in the lab. So it probably hits him the hardest when things don't work.
Well, we're so glad that we've got you working in this city for... Well, not just for the city, but for the country, for the world, in effect. But thanks for everything you do. We're going to get through this. We will get through this. It might take us a little time, but we will get through this. Do you feel that?
Oh, definitely, because we've got such promising things happening with the vaccine, because although we want the drug's short-term, we want the vaccine eventually. And look at how far it's come already. It's amazing how quickly this vaccine is getting off the ground. And yesterday in the briefing, they've said, this is the official briefing, they said that AstraZeneca has even started making the Oxford trial. This is how confident they are in it. So that's the biggest and hardest part of a vaccine, in my opinion, after the science. Obviously, the science is quite difficult. But then you need enough of a vaccine that you can give to people, because you don't want pandemonium in the streets. You don't want saying, why do they get one and I don't get one? You need to have enough to give a proportion of the population. So they've said over 50s, and they've said the vulnerable, so heart disease and kidney disease, I believe they said.
Yeah.
And that's what they're aiming for. And it's amazing that they've already started making it, to be honest. It means it's going to be ready so much faster, because they'll have that stockpile of it they can give to the most vulnerable.
Well, we've got full confidence. We're going to leave it all to you, because you guys know what you're doing every day, and we thank you for that. But Laura, thanks for coming onto the programme this morning. It's comforting to talk to you as well, and knowing that we will get through this. We can't pinpoint a date yet, but we will. And keep searching for those light bulb moments, and stay out of the dark alleys.
Yes, definitely.
Good to talk to you. Thank you. There's Dr. Laura Jeffries from the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. It's incredible, isn't it? You know, we sit here and we read stuff out and we share things, you know, in the news with you, but they're just beavering away behind the scenes. And what we found over the last few months as well, all the different organisations are working together too, which is brilliant. Laura, thank you. And thank you, colleagues, as well.